This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves as we launch here into the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
So we're going to get into the story that we had mentioned earlier, ended up talking about police a lot in the first hour. Now we're talking about individual police. Now we're going to talk about the police on a wider scale, specifically individual departments that have been dealing with AT&T that had been selling those departments their customer data. Now, when I was reading the headline here, Johnny Ray, you've delved deeper into this, and the headline here at RT, Russia Today, points out that telecommunications giant AT&T sold customer data to local law enforcement departments for a record-making $100,000 to $1 million last year. And when I saw that, I thought, well, that's, you know, they didn't really nail down the number. That's a pretty big range of $100,000 to $1 million. But what you were telling us is that apparently that's per department. So one department might have paid $100,000, another department might have paid $1 million. So we're talking about some pretty serious money here for AT&T.
I have a story from the Daily Beast that says individual departments pay from $100,000 to $1 million per year
to get access to
access the Hemisphere service.
Huge news here, and the story again from RT. Documents show the telecommunications giant was not only working with U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, but routinely sold customer data to local police who were investigating a range of crimes from murder to Medicaid fraud. The documents were first reported by the Daily Beast. AT&T provides the leads, then investigators just happen to find the exact same evidence through police work, according to the Daily Beast. Under its secretive program called Hemisphere, AT&T could search trillions of call records and analyze cellular data to determine where a target is located, with whom they speak, and potentially why. The documents also show the company only required an administrative subpoena, a lower-level legal document, which, unlike a search warrant, does not require authorization from a judge.
The DEA issues their own administrative subpoenas.
Police departments paid anywhere from $100,000 to $1 million a year for access to this program, the Hemisphere program. Under the agreement, police were prohibited from disclosing the use of the program to the public or even the court. Shocking news here. AT&T told the Beast in a statement, quote, like other communications companies, if a government agency seeks customer call records through a subpoena, court order, or other mandatory legal process, we are required by law to provide this non-content information, such as the phone numbers and the date and time of a call, unquote.
Yeah, AT&T, it seems, is defending themselves in the respect that this is something that if the police come and they want this data, then you have to give it to them. But AT&T created, on their own initiative, they created a software or a programming language that allowed them to mine their data for surveillance purposes, and then they started selling the service to police agencies.
Normally when a company gets a subpoena, they just have to comply. There's not a check that comes along with it.
Right.
I mean, that would make it a lot better if there was a check that came along with it. But normally it's like, oh, my God, are we going to jump through all
these
hoops now?
You would think that if they have they're bothered enough, though, that there would be some kind of, I don't know, a number that people would agree on. Like, look, this costs, you people are giving me 1 million requests a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had to hire staff to handle this. I mean, 1 million requests, that's a lot of requests. I need staff for this. And so you're costing me hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in your requests. I refuse to participate any longer until we can come up with some kind of agreement on what you're going to pay for these requests.
Sure. And the way that it happened, of course, was that AT&T created something that they thought that they would be able to sell for profit, and that's what they did. Hemisphere allows allows police agencies to better track folks who are maybe using burner phones.
Mm-hmm.
Hemisphere analyzes call data and who's calling who, and it can build sort of an identity for a phone, regardless of what the actual number is. They can build an identity for it based on its behavior. And so if some phone number stops being used, but the behavior pops up somewhere else, then that's how they keep track of someone.
I see.
So the because of the ban on disclosing the existence of the Hemisphere program, law enforcement agencies were covering their bases by later seeking a court order for a wiretap or trailing a suspect to gather evidence equivalent to what they had acquired through Hemisphere. Unlike other telecommunications providers, AT&T stores metadata, call time, duration, location data of its customers going back to 2008. AT&T was one of the first companies to be exposed for its role in government surveillance when it shared its customers' metadata with the NSA. Mark Klein, the former AT&T technician and the whistleblower in this case, revealed details about the NSA installing network hardware to San Francisco, California's site known as Room 641A to monitor, capture, and process American telecommunications beginning in 2002. He told RT in 2015, quote, "I knew this wasn't legal because the NSA is not supposed to do domestic spying." He said the engineering documents showed that they were tapping into the main data flow on the Internet and sending that data down to the secret room. "I knew," he says, "that was totally illegal. The apparatus itself did not provide for any kind of selection. It was just a vacuum cleaner sweep of everything. That violates the Fourth Amendment right there, which requires warrants for specific information." AT&T was also known to have a partnership through its Hemisphere program with the DEA for the purpose of counter-narcotics operations. But isn't it that you only need a warrant, you know, in order to force a company to give over information? If the company voluntarily wants to hand over customer information for cash or just voluntarily, they don't need a warrant for that, do they?
I think that what comes here is that what AT&T is doing is probably not illegal. It is distasteful.
Right. Now,
that their customers would not like the notion that, hey, we're selling your metadata just for giggles and bucks.
That's why AT&T made it they forbid people. They forbid the agencies from using
this.
Yeah, from saying that they use the AT&T data to build their case. They have to come up with the parallel construction for their evidence. Mark, you're familiar with...
I've heard the term. It means that they find out what they find out and the way they find it out, and then they pretend like they found it out in another
way. Some other way.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what's been going on here. The revelations come as AT&T's proposed $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner has surveillance critics and privacy advocates alarmed. Maybe AT&T's buying Time Warner, but Time Warner Cable was the spinoff. So I'll have to check on that, because I know Time Warner Cable was purchased by another company, and now it's called Spectrum. They're moving, they're changing their brands right now. So that's probably separate from Time Warner, the mega corporation that includes all kinds of publishing arms and media, not just the cable aspect of that. Jeffrey Chester, executive director of the Center for Digital Democracy, told the Daily Beast he opposed the merger because it would allow AT&T to use Time Warner's content as bait to invade every aspect of the lives and habits of its nearly 30 million wired customers of its broadband television services, many through its DirecTV subsidiary, and its more than 100 million wireless subscribers. It's commercial surveillance, Chester told the Beast, noting that through mobile devices, AT&T can even pinpoint the geographical locations of users. Well, that's old news. I mean, we've known cell phone companies can pinpoint your location for well over probably a decade or two at this point. That's not a revelation. But to show that AT&T has been taking payments, taxpayer dollars, from police departments around the country in the amounts of who knows how much, because we're talking about 100,000. Right. How many millions, though? Dozens of millions?
No, we don't know. Millions.
Right. So, that's pretty shocking, and people who have AT&T service should immediately consider canceling it.
AT&T has been noted before for being exceptionally eager to help out in memos. I don't know if they were from the inside the NSA or mm-hmm. something, but lauding AT&T for their willingness to help.
Yep, they're one of the worst.
I suspect it's against your contract to cancel because, I heard some bad news about you guys.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, then plan to cancel when you can, because these guys are awful. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? ProBimune is your answer. ProBimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. Bring up what you want. Still to come, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, plus the anarchists, libertarians, hackers, and computer geeks who might be taking power in Iceland definitely want to talk about that when we get the chance. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Roger Ver, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, believes the greatest threat to Bitcoin comes from the inside. Those who are in the Bitcoin community that don't want to see Bitcoin grow, those people are holding back the increase of the block size. It's been a big controversy within the Bitcoin sphere, within the Bitcoin world, for a number of years now, and it has yet to truly be resolved. There's actually a new Bitcoin client that has been introduced called Bitcoin Unlimited that has been picking up in popularity, with Via BTC, the largest or fifth largest miner that has switched to Bitcoin Unlimited. And basically what happens is, if enough of the miners and the users switch to Bitcoin Unlimited, then Bitcoin will fork and it will go off in the direction of having the greater block size. And that's what Roger supports. That's what I'm supporting here. I've installed Bitcoin Unlimited on the studio machine here in the LRN.fm studio. Because I think that's the direction that things should go. But ultimately, Bitcoin is decided. The future of Bitcoin is decided by its users. It's decided by the miners. It's decided by the people who are running these full nodes. So I would recommend, if you're in the Bitcoin universe, you should check this out. Go to bitcoinunlimited.info. Bitcoin should not be held back by a few. You can learn more at bitcoinunlimited.info. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we're talking about AT&T selling off customer data via this creepy program that they've come up with called, what was it, Hemisphere?
Hemisphere.
Hemisphere, where local police departments, the DEA, other agencies are spending upwards of $1 million a year giving that cash, taxpayer money, to AT&T to get access to this data, which they're then using to, as you said, use parallel construction. So they're getting this information sort of off the books or unofficially. They can't reveal it publicly. It's now been leaked by somebody. But now that now that it's out there, we know about it. But previously, nobody had any idea except for AT&T and the police departments. And then they're using that data that they get to build cases against various people, drug dealers or whoever. Let's go to Patrick. He's in Arizona listening to K-Talks. And Patrick is a law enforcement officer based on his calls previously. Go ahead, Patrick.
Well, guys, I called to let you know that it's funny that you're bringing all this up, because there's a massive amount of things going on. They're changing out our phone systems. They're changing out with different companies right now to upgrade us and get rid of a lot of the older stuff. And what you were talking about, the phones, it takes a lot of paperwork if you're going to go after somebody. You really need to get, you need to actually get a warrant to actually get somebody's phone. But then technically you're going after the SIMS card data. And a lot of times people have been, that I have seen in court, the SIMS cards were missing, or possibly, the information off the telephones, they were able to just get the basics. And what they'll do is, like you say, a parallel. Somebody uses a burner, but they still use the same SIMS card in another to download that data. And that's the link that you're looking at when they're putting these cases together. But I know we're in the jurisdictions we're in, it's very difficult to get a warrant to go after somebody for a burner phone. It's not just drugs, but criminal activity, like people getting injured, hurt, murdered, things like that. That's what, in our area, that's what they pretty much use it for.
Well, thank you for the input there. Are you aware of anything like this going on in your department, or would this, these decisions be made higher up, and you as like a, I don't know if you're a detective or are you a beat cop? What's your role out there?
Well, technically, I'm out. I'm a street person. I don't really have the inkling at my age right now to go up there. But a lot of the decisions come down from the state and the county. It's sort of hush-hush. I mean, as a police officer, you do your reports, and you turn in your reports, and then if you get subpoenaed to go to court, you give them the direct information that you have of this situation. Maybe have an information report or a significant information report, which may go to a grand jury or whatever. But when you're dealing with it, you're right. There is a lot of hush-hush that goes on. Now, our IT techs have to sign affidavits that they're not to share any information with, anything at work. It's all pretty quiet. But lately, it's been incredible how much we've been upgrading our software with all this AT&T stuff. They are going with other companies, like you were suggesting. A lot of these I know the prison systems are doing it. They're changing over their software. They're changing over their providers and everything to.
Now, where's it coming from? Where's the motivation coming from to do this? Is it federal money that's coming in saying you should change all this stuff? Or is it just, individual departments are deciding we need to upgrade to, a new phone system or something like that?
I think it's coming from up above the state. I mean, you're looking at, even though you're run by the city, there's still that state influence that comes in. And I guess depending on what kind of politics your state is, in Arizona, they're a little more nuts. But, hey, what can I say? I chose to live out here. And, I think people just, there's so many glitches in the system. Like, for instance, at certain times in the state, it's almost impossible to get online because the systems are crashing. And a lot of it has to do with viruses and infiltration into the actual system, the network, as you would call it. I'm not a computer genius, but a lot of times the systems are down.
And when you say systems are down, are you talking about within the department?
Yeah, you're trying to go do a report. You're trying to get access to something. And, it goes through Ames or goes through, all these different systems that they have through what we're trying to get done, trying to find if this guy's got a fryer or...
Right, Scamons. Scamons.
Yeah.
Like the... what's the federal ones? It starts with a C. I forget what it is. If TJ were here, he'd know it off the top of his head. It's like Canada. It's Canada and the U.S. all linked together where departments can search.
We go through Ames, and then Ames has links to everything. So we go through one system.
Like a clearinghouse of some sort. Well, it's not a surprise, Patrick, and thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the input. It's not a surprise that the government systems are breaking down constantly. I mean, here we're talking about monopolies. Yeah, they have programmers who aren't government bureaucrats program these things for them, but they're not programmed well. They're programming for a monopoly, and so they get to keep coming back in and fixing all these bugs at tremendous cost to the taxpayers.
Ian, pursuant to where the money is coming from for Hemisphere, the Daily Beast story, I think, said that it was grants from Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
that are also used to buy Bearcats.
We'll continue here. Some more. I'm sure there's a little bit more you might want to share with us, Johnny.
A little bit more.
We'll do that coming up here, and you can join us at 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We got more coming up about the Hemisphere program, a little bit more from the story at the Daily Beast. Johnny Ray brought that to the table tonight also. I happen to have the same story, except from ARC-T. And it's about AT&T selling off customer data to law enforcement departments across the United States, making big-time money off of this. Per department, anywhere from $100,000 a year to $1 million a year, just to have the department having access to this search tool that allowed them to comb over and, you know, compare and, you know, do various different data manipulation, if you will, or viewings of the AT&T customer data. Just absolutely insane.
This is what they call the metadata that Snowden was involved with.
AT&T customers and anybody else using AT&T's infrastructure.
Right, and we're going to get a little bit further into that here. Plus, I want to let you know about HostGator. If you've been thinking about starting your own blog or website but haven't yet done it, You've been sitting on the fence, you're just not sure about this whole process, you don't want to have to learn a bunch of new stuff in order to do this, but at the same time you also don't, you know, maybe can't afford to hire professionals to do all the design work for you. Well, the good news is we've got an amazing hosting deal for you, 50% off of the regular prices over at hostgator.com/FTL, but that's not it. HostGator makes it easy. They offer a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone and live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Not only that, but they've got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. Go to hostgator.com/FTL. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. Hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off their regular prices. Good luck finding a better deal than that.
You're not going to.
That's incredible. Hostgator.com/FTL. These guys are one of the top hosting companies out there, and this is a special deal for Free Talk Live listeners of 50% off the regular prices. Go to hostgator.com/FTL to get started. So Johnny Ray sort of shared the details here from RT about what's been happening, which is these documents. And what's not clear here is how the documents came out. Is that gone over at all in the Daily Beast?
The document, the Hemisphere first came to light in 2013. And
was it Snowden who brought that to light?
No, it was as far as we know, unnamed source.
Really?
Who was doing a more routine sort of records request somewhere in the Pacific Northwest, I believe.
Hmm.
And he discovered Hemisphere. So then there was a story about it in the New York Times that didn't dwell too much on it. And then some other folks, particularly the Electronics Frontier Foundation, started filing paperwork to learn more about Hemisphere, and different ones of those people have now been getting some redacted documents, and that's what we're hearing about today.
Interesting. So Electronic Frontier Foundation kind of took over the investigation here and has been integral in making the details come out. What else did you want to share about this, Johnny Rick? Because RT kind of just gave you the basics on the story.
I have a quote from a statement of work by AT&T with a county, I believe.
A statement of work. This is like, this is what we did for you.
This is,
kind of thing?
I think, more in the nature of, this is what we're going to do.
Okay.
In the days to come. And the,
in return for a cash payment of anywhere up to $1 million per year.
Exactly. Yeah. The quote I have is, the government agency agrees not to use the data as evidence in any judicial or administrative proceedings unless there is no other available and admissible probative evidence, it says. Adam Schwartz from the Electronic Frontier Foundation says, I've seen documents produced by the government regarding Hemisphere, but this is the first time I've seen an AT&T document which requires parallel construction in a service to government. It's very troubling and not the way law enforcement should work in this country. At a minimum, there's a very
serious...
So I guess
they try to put together all the information they can on everybody all the time.
There's no end to that. Everyone's appetite is limitless.
Yeah.
It's curtailed only by what resources we can bring to bear to service that appetite. And if you have the resources of the taxpayer, and the taxpayer isn't even being told about what's happening here, then
it's disturbing.
Then they'll never stop.
Well, it makes you wonder, okay, well, AT&T's been caught. What about Verizon? What about U.S. Cellular? What about T-Mobile? What about, you know, all these other Sprint? What about all the other major cell phone carriers? How many of them have similar programs? Are any of them standing up for their consumers' privacy, or are they all just taking the payments and bending over?
Right before the show started tonight, I was looking for news you can use about what I did a simple Google search, which mobile provider is not spying on you, and I didn't get any definitive results. Verizon has a code name within the NSA called Storm Brew.
Oh, dear.
So they're doing their own thing. Edward Snowden has teamed up with a guy to make a case, sort of like a tinfoil for your phone, And it will...
These things are all over the place.
It will
Faraday cage.
Prevent your phone from sending signals out.
Yeah, it'll prevent your phone from doing what it's supposed to do.
Right, which is, you know, communicating with a tower. I mean, these things are all over. I've got one that was, carved out of a piece of aluminum.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing.
Paranoid people have been using these products for many
years. They eat up your battery.
Because it turns up, because
your phone's searching for a tower.
Right, that's true.
Oh,
you're better off just turning the damn phone off and taking the battery out. I mean, if you want to make sure your phone's not going to work, that's the best way to do it.
Well, even if you want to get one of these devices, you need to turn it off and then put it in the pocket. There's reasons to use a device like this. I suppose, you know, there's stories out there of people, you know, criminals using your phone to track you.
Maybe a reason to use this device, Mark, would be that you have got some phone that's got a built-in battery. I guess they have these things like the iPhone or whatever. The user cannot replace the battery easily.
Yes.
You'd have to crack into the case, and it'd be a big process to do that. But yeah, I'm used to the phones where you can just pop the back of the case off and pop the battery out. I mean, if there's no battery in the phone, your phone ain't communicating with anything. Now, the ultra paranoid will say there's another battery somewhere inside your phone, which, no, you can take the damn phone apart and you can find out whether there's another battery in that phone.
Yeah.
So that's ridiculous. But I guess it would make sense if you can't actually get into your phone to remove the battery, then this case makes some sense. You could then turn the phone off. And then just because you're paranoid, put this in the Faraday cage, and then therefore if indeed the phone is not truly off. Because when you power those phones down, it's certainly possible it's still transmitting, even though the power is off. As long as that battery's in there, there's a possibility that there's some sort of mode the phone could be in that is still saying to the cell phone company, here I am. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's possible. With the battery popped out of the phone, that's not possible.
For sure. I think that if you've got your phone turned off, but you've got your battery in it, I'm certain that a third party can power up your phone.
Remotely, sure.
Yeah, I think they can do that for sure.
So that's a good question. You know, you said Verizon Wireless is buddy-buddy with the NSA. Are there any companies that are not? Are there any companies that are actually standing up for their customers' privacy and saying, yeah, nope, sorry, we got an ironclad privacy agreement here. Not only do we not, obey your commands, officers will only respond to an actual court subpoena, and even then we can't really give you anything because all of our data is encrypted. You know, that kind of thing. No, there can't be a company like that. They're all obedient to the state.
Apple was willing to do a little bit of that, not that they're a cell phone provider.
Yeah, they just
not.
Make the phone.
I understand. But there could be a company like that. I just haven't heard of one.
What you got to do is you got to take responsibility for your own privacy. And there's a great app out there that Edward Snowden recommends called Signal. Johnny Gray, you recently installed this.
I just used it today.
And it's a great app because not only will it encrypt your data, not only will it encrypt your text messages, which is really useful, but it'll also encrypt signal-to-signal phone calls. So it doesn't encrypt your average phone call, but if you call someone else with Signal from within the Signal app who also has Signal, that is an encrypted call, and your phone company won't know about it.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here toll-free. 855-450-FREE is our number. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there and enjoy the various different features that we've got waiting for you. They are free. In fact, you can actually create the content right there on the front page of the website. It's a Reddit-based site, and that means that it's free to, you know, submit news stories or YouTube video or whatever it is that you think our listeners would appreciate, because it's other listeners who will either vote up your submission or vote it down. And, again, you can submit content right there to our front page over at freetalklive.com. How many other national radio shows will let you control the content of the front page of their website?
None I can think of.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. So go and enjoy. It's free, freetalklive.com, as we continue here. We're going to take your calls and thoughts. Also coming up, the interesting political situation with the political party in Iceland, the Pirate Party, might be taking power in that country, and we'll tell you what that means here. But first, we go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, here's something. I really appreciate that Obama took in, 100,000 Syrian refugees to the United States? Is that what he... But I think it's a good thing that we did, because I think that if you... you know, help other people that are in really, you know, need that will get financially blessed later on. That's the way that I look at it.
So you think that there's a superhuman being that is going to say, good for you for taking care of the Syrians, here's a bunch of money? Is that the idea?
Well, you know, I do believe in karma. And if you do, if your country that saves lives, the people that are getting killed and drowning while they're crossing the Mediterranean Sea and things like that, then it's we will get reciprocated.
I tend to agree with Sarah on this one. I think that, refugees aren't the same kinds of people necessarily as people who are immigrating because they wanted to immigrate. These are people who are leaving because they have to, leaving their countries because they have to.
Yeah, but they'd rather come to the United States or Great Britain or whatever, yeah.
Sure. And, maybe they will show their appreciation by learning the language here and getting involved in the society here and creating new products and services. And like a lot of immigrants to the United States are actually more entrepreneurial than your typical native-born. But again, these aren't your typical immigrants,
Sarah,
either.
One of the things I think that's a problem with the refugee program is that essentially these people get some sort of welfare stipend for some period of time until they get on their feet or whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that creates animosity from sort of native-born people.
It sure does,
That, hey, why did they get a payment? And I understand that people are going to need some time to get on their feet, but don't you think it would be better if, say, religious organizations or whatever were able to take care of these people rather than people being forced to at the threat of being thrown in jail if they don't pay income tax, being forced to pay?
Well, the thing about it is that the church is fine, but who has any money to donate to the churches? That's what I know. The money comes from the pockets of the congregation. I know that they get the tax exemption status, but the people in America have to have jobs, and they have enough extra money to be able to give to the church.
Yeah, we get taxed about 50% of what we all make anyway.
Right. That would include a lowering of taxes. The reality is, Sarah, that the money that comes from churches comes there voluntarily. The money that comes from government comes from the same people. These aren't magic people that exist somewhere out of the United States.
Right.
They're Americans, just like the churchgoers, except that they're forced to pay. Right?
I agree with you, Mark. If somebody wants to help out some folks who are coming here, whether they're refugees or just somebody who wants to immigrate here, they should be able to do that. But people who don't want to help should not be forced to. What do you think, Sarah?
Well, the taxes, they make you pay for it whatsoever. You know, we don't have they're the one that divvy it up, and 45% of it goes towards war spending. And we don't have any say-so. We could protest all we want. That's how much they're going to spend anyways. So what difference does it make that our taxes go and help these people that are fleeing for their life? You know what I'm talking about?
I see the argument there that, you have no control over what the government does, so, you'd hope that they would do something that doesn't involve dropping bombs with that money. I get that point.
I'm completely on the same page. I'm not interested in bomb dropping as a service from the government. However, here's what I would be reasonably certain of, Sarah, is that the government, whether it's the United States or any other government, is the most inefficient organizational model, and they're not going to redistribute those funds in as efficient fashion as a charity would. And so all I'm advocating for is that when I decide to donate money to people who are, refugees, I would like to do it through an organization that's going to handle my money in an efficient fashion.
Well, but this government has always misappropriated. And then, every time there's a war, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, and all these war weaponry companies, their stocks go up 500%.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. But that doesn't justify, the theft made for war doesn't justify the theft made for refugees, does it?
Well, what my thing is that if they could blow all that much money and the war weaponry companies could take 50% of the money and profit, what is so wrong
Sarah, I don't know if you've ever paid taxes because you don't work and you've been on welfare for a long time.
Everybody pays taxes.
But, well, I don't know about that. That's certainly not true. There are millions of Americans who don't.
If you buy something, you pay taxes.
Okay, but what I mean is IRS taxes, okay, income taxes. Have you ever paid those,
what?
Sarah?
No, I always got to return.
Okay, well, here's some news for you. The average person in America is paying 30 to 50% in, you know, just income taxes. You factor in the other taxes, you're paying a lot more. So, no, it's not like the companies will have a bunch more money. All of the taxes that are paid in the United States ultimately comes from the individual. A corporation just passes on its taxes to the people who are buying their products. But further, all of the people who work for those companies are having the companies take their money from them. So the company itself doesn't get more money in the what we're talking about here necessarily. The employees would get more take-home pay, and the average person who's working for themselves would be able to take and save more of their own money if we didn't have the government stealing it from them. So you just don't even really understand how the tax system works. Not that anybody truly does. It's so Byzantine and insane. Thank you for the call tonight, though. Appreciate it.
The refugee system, or the refugee situation, reminds me of the Babylonian exile, the
Jews?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Babylonians came in and took the Jews out of their home,
yep,
and relocated them. And I wish I knew exactly what the rationale was at the time. Maybe the Babylonians were just an empire, what they did with the people that they absorbed.
Relatively common, and the idea would be to, you know, have more control over the people. There's a good argument that the Jews were, you know, in the Hittite empire, and that the Egyptians came and got them, or worked with them in some way, brought them down to Egypt, and that's where they had started. So this is could very well have been something that occurred twice in their history.
Rush Limbaugh teaches us that humans
teach me
that human beings are our greatest natural resource. So I like the idea of fresh people coming to our shores, but you can't.
Socialism ruined that, and this is the problem: is that when you've got to pay for poor people, lame
everybody
people,
becomes
people,
suspicious of everybody else. Right?
Everybody's everybody wants a check, right? Like, I'd like a check. Please, somebody give me a check, but nobody will give me a check, right? So then I'm like, well, how come they get checks? How come all those people get checks? Is what's so special about me that I don't get a check?
You're a hard worker. You should get a check. Why not?
But everybody should get a check. So then you have
sucking air. You should get a check.
This whole thing going on where everybody's worried about everybody getting a check. It's absolutely 100% true that nations, city-states, nation-states throughout history have always wanted to gain more people and gain more land, because those are the two only resources that really exist. But the problem with gaining more people now, like the reason we don't make a deal with Chihuahua to secede from Mexico and come to the United States, is because everybody in the United States would be like, oh, hell no, we are not paying a whole bunch of government subsidies to everybody in Chihuahua because they make less money. Whereas if there were no government subsidies, everybody would be like, oh, yeah, let's bring a whole bunch of people in so that they'll buy things and sell things and be part of our bigger, better country.
All right, we'll continue. And you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Well, maybe the pirate party is going to change things in Iceland. Apparently, they might have a chance to do so. We'll tell you about it coming up here in Hour 3 on Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Via BTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after Via BTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.